Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
One, two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven, eight.
Hello, lady.
Nine, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12,
13,
14,
15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
And here it is, the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. It's the last of the week. I don't know. Why do we screw over Friday? Why do we not have a Friday phone? Whatever this thing is called.
There's like a problem with the equipment on Friday.
Yeah.
No,
things
not.
Go wrong.
Yeah.
No, there's not. Someone who sounds just like you said, we're not doing them on Fridays.
That wasn't me. No, that was Nate's decision.
Well, no, we talked about this. This goes back to when they used to sell the podcast and they weren't selling it. So I'm saying, why the hell, let's at least just give them four, right?
Right.
And then we get our day back on Friday. And then they started selling it, and we just kind of kept it.
Yeah.
Better give them four strong ones than five mediocres.
Well, who's to say these are strong?
I was going to say, we might be giving four mediocres.
Exactly. Today's is really starting off with a bang.
You know what? Four mediocres is better than five mediocres. So there you go.
Five piss poor ones.
Is it? Anyway, well, there's Froggy, there's Scotty B over in the cereal library, there's Gandhi, and there's Danielle in the basement, there's Scotty.
Hi.
Scotty. And there's Straight Nate, and there's Dave Brody in the den. With electricity, you still have things plugged in today, and there's Garrett in the kitchen. Yes. Hi.
Hello.
That's my laptop and phone charger, so it'll always be plugged in.
Always. Okay, good. It's nice to know that you're plugged in. So yesterday we gave Brody the floor. We said, just take it over. What do you want to talk about? We actually had a great conversation yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Today we have no plan. We have no map for the podcast. So what do you think? Danielle.
Well, I was talking about before how we all have morning routines, how I know, like there's two things that I'll do in the morning. Like, one is I have to wash the bathroom because I know the boys have been in there, and I'm like, I cannot stop my day unless I wash the counter, you know, the sink and the toilet and everything. And then I leave, and then I wash my hands, and then I leave my husband an apple. For some reason,
every day? It's,
yes, because I want him to eat an apple a day, and so I leave him out an apple. Some days I'll come and there'll be three apples because I've left him 3 days in a row, and I don't look to see if he's eaten it. And there's all these apples, but normally he will eat the apple. But those are like my routines. I can't start the day without doing those things.
Wow, you have very, very, very specific things.
Yeah.
You have to before you touch that microphone. You have to have all that done, including the apple.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mine's you guys don't do that?
Feed the dog.
No. Yeah.
Take the dogs
out.
Sheldon
can't get his own apple?
But it's like a reminder as to eat a little healthier. Here's your apple. I'm thinking of
that's
you.
Sweet.
That's what
like
it really
a nice,
is.
Loving
yeah,
thing.
It's a nice gesture.
I think my routine's boring and stupid and not very effective. Yours sounds great. All right.
I work with a family who doesn't think that I'm working. For example, did you see? I don't know if you guys noticed. A few minutes ago, Lisa came in. She tapped me on the shoulder. And I have headphones on. The microphone's on. She goes, are you on the air? Yeah. Oh, okay. I'll come back. What the fuck do you think I'm doing? Like, and so now I want to know what she wanted. Like, I don't know where
you should put an on-air light outside the door like we have in our
studio. Yeah, you should. Yeah.
On air.
Hey, Lace.
But wait a minute. Don't you guys have, like, morning routines that you do? Like,
mine is exactly the same every day by the minute. I get up at 3:52 every morning. I go into the bathroom, brush my teeth. Then I get dressed. Then I go downstairs. I make coffee. I take the dog out. I leave the house at 4:12 every morning. I get on the Long Island Expressway, and at exit 27, I drink my coffee because that's when it's the perfect temperature. I get here at 5 o'clock.
Wow, I'm in Scotty.
I'm in the bathroom at 5:01, yep. Then I'm back in the studio here at 5:19 so I can start timing the show out
at 5:20. It takes you 18 minutes to take a shit?
Damn.
Well, yes, I like to be on my phone.
Wow.
See, here's the thing. Yeah. We are creatures of habit, especially in the morning, because you know you really depend on those habits to get you through the morning because you just don't have enough brain power to make decisions. So the decisions are made. They're because you made them 4 years ago. You know,
yeah, like an autopilot.
And
Lynn,
now Lisa's in here now. My ass is in trouble. Sorry.
Lisa's in here now. What did you want? What did you come in for in the middle of the show? What was so important?
Oh my God!
She doesn't remember. She doesn't even remember. See, it wasn't even important, and she walks in here to bother me when I'm working.
Oh, it was about redoing this room. What? I'm gonna buy new furniture and get new.
Oh, she wants to redo that room.
Bye. Bye.
She wants to buy furniture and do a room, and that couldn't wait till the show was over. What do you think I'm doing? I'm sitting here with the door closed.
Hey, there's more people here than you. I got a question for you.
What?
Does she want to like turn it into a full-time studio and get rid of the bed? Is this no longer going to be the guest bedroom?
Yes.
Where are the guests going
to
stay?
Excuse me, where am I staying when I come then?
You're going to stay in the playroom next to Caden's room.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, boy.
You get to play video games.
Lisa needs, she needs a project.
She needs a job or a hobby.
A job.
Well, now that she saved your life, she wants to redo a room.
Yeah, I think you should let her. Yeah, let her do it.
I think I should. I think
you're
being cheap. Come on.
Cheapo.
You got to be nice to me. Almost died a month ago.
I forgot.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Right. Hey, I keep seeing the record light go off and then come back on. Is there an issue?
I don't think so.
No. I just saw it go. Okay, never mind.
Okay.
All right. What else? Okay. Danielle, keep going. You're doing really great.
I don't know what else to tell you guys.
Well,
oh.
I'll tell you about my routine every morning.
Yeah.
So I wake up earlier like Scotty B. My alarm goes off at 4:06, and then I hit snooze. And then I get out of bed at 4:15 because, you know, it's a nine-minute snooze. Why it's 9 minutes, I have no
fucking they say
there's
idea.
Yeah,
why is it? There's a science behind that because I think it wakes you up before you go into like a deep, 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 deep sleep.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, at 4:15, it goes off again, and then I go put my feet down on the floor and go, fuck.
I do that too.
me too.
Really? I blow the fuck horn every single morning before I get out of bed. I'm like,
wow.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, like
I
that
say,
feeling,
are you fucking kidding me? That's what I say.
It's fuck. And then I pop my hip because when I sleep, my hip does something. So I have to pop my hip before I get out of bed. And then I grab my clothes, take my shower, and then by like 4:50, I'm in the car driving. But I get the fuck horn out.
Wow.
Yeah. Fuck.
Fuck.
Has anyone ever, have you ever cried in the shower? Be honest.
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, but not because it was like waking up. That's just my place to cry.
Oh, okay.
I wake up at a weird time. I get up at 4:47, jump in the shower, make sure that I leave my house at 5:31. I make sure that the time on my oven says 5:31. Walk out the door, make sure that I listen to the news on the way in to see what I may have missed. Then around 5:42, I start jockeying for, you know, parking, see what I can do. I come in here, I plug in, I say good morning to Scotty, and I plug in Nate's microphone. And then 5 minutes later, Nate comes in, and it's always like 5 minutes later. And then we talk about the parking situation, and we curse the mail trucks outside every morning. The mail trucks are blocking the video. I can't believe
it's kind of interesting. The post office is right behind the radio station, and they just park their mail trucks like in the middle of the street. Yeah. With the engine still on, with the
single, double, triple
going.
Parked, Elvis, and Nate says that one of them was like hanging out crooked of a parking space.
They don't give up.
We love our USPS; they can do
We do.
Yeah, my mom is. She works for the Postal Service. She's in the HR department, so you know any type of complaint and all that kind of stuff, she has to deal with it. So when I first moved here and I saw all those dumb trucks outside, I was like, "Mom, get a hold of your people. They're blocking all of our parking." She said, "What?" She's like, "All right, I'll look into it." She called me back and said, "You're in New York City. Get over it. Find your own spot." I was like, damn it.
Yeah, he's right.
Mom, what are you good for?
They don't care because they can't get parking tickets because they don't have license plates.
Yeah. True story.
They don't.
Oh.
Well, wait.
Fact.
I didn't know that.
Yes, you look. They don't have license plates. They just have a little number on the truck, the truck number, and that's it. No license plates.
So they can't get a ticket.
No.
Wow. Oh, God, I'm gonna go steal a
mail truck,
a postal truck, and just go postal. I'm gonna drive through red lights and stuff just for the fuck of it. Yeah. So
that
term
was banned in my house when I was little. Go postal. Wasn't allowed to say it.
Yeah, you shouldn't. It's not good. Yeah. Brody.
Yeah.
You know, you're so elusive. We just know you on the phone every once in a while. Do you have a routine?
Oh,
it's
absolutely.
So different from ours, I'm sure.
Yeah, I wake up at 4:46. I usually snooze once, maybe twice, and then I also curse. And then I go in the bathroom, all my clothes and toiletries are laid out. I jump in the shower, I do that. Then I go to the kitchen where my cereal mug, I have a big mug, my cereal mug and my cereal box and my spoon are laid out. The milk is always in the front in the refrigerator. I put it in the front at night. I get my cereal ready, and then I go down to the den where I turn on the fake fireplace to warm the place up, put on the news, and open up the laptop, and then my day is basically that for the morning. Then at 7:30, my family wakes up. I am not allowed to go upstairs while they're in the kitchen getting
Why?
Ready. Because it throws their routine off, and they don't want to talk.
See, they have their routine. We all have our routines.
Oh,
I get that.
Gosh.
I have to knock on the staircase if I'm coming up for something.
See,
the thing is that
you are ahead of them as far as waking up. They're still just coming. Mm-hmm. The thing about Brody is his morning starts like at 1 in the morning, and then he goes and takes a nap, and then he wakes up.
Yeah.
Because you're up late. I see email from you like at 1 in the morning.
Yeah, I sent an email last night around 1:40 in the morning.
What?
Sheesh.
There was an update, so I had to send an update email.
I have a question. I'm sorry. I'm just curious about people's sleep because my wife always yells at me when I get into bed at 9:15. She's like, "No one else on the show is in bed at this time."
Yeah, we are.
Like, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
No, not me.
Would you nap during the day?
I try to nap during the day, but I can't always. Like, I didn't yesterday. But I like to watch TV with my husband at night, like, before we go to bed. Like, we have shows we like to watch together, so that's when we do it.
I sleep all afternoon. I love it.
Yeah, I definitely nap.
I went to bed at 8 the other night. It was great.
Wow.
Yeah, but if I can go to sleep early, I definitely would. So if you can go to bed at 9, that's awesome.
Yeah, I see it like a treat on a night when I can go to bed at 9:15. I'm like, oh, yes, tonight I got all my stuff done. 9:15,
oh,
game.
Yeah.
1 in the morning.
I stay up pretty late.
Hey, Garrett, what's your, you got kids, you have sound, you're always looking out for us while we're on.
Well, I mean, if you want to get really behind the curtain, I do most of my sound, like research, on the toilet in the morning when I wake up. It's like my first stop.
Wait a minute, when I'm texting you, that's not where you are.
Most of the times, yeah.
Oh,
Danielle, that's not unusual. It's not unusual. Yeah. A lot of people do work on the toilet.
Yeah, I don't tell you I'm on the toilet, but I do
now. But now I know, and I'm going to think about
it. Doesn't mean something's falling out.
Yeah, but doesn't your leg go numb from sitting there for so long, and then you can't move it, and you can't get up, and you feel like you're crippled?
Yes.
Not
there
if you're the squatty potty, guys. The squatty potty will save you.
Wait, hold on.
It cuts off circulation, nice, Elvis.
I've never experienced that.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Frequently.
See, I don't stay on the toilet. I just get on there and get off. It's a race to see how fast I can get off that thing.
Oh, wow.
The tushy does give me a wake-up call, though. Like, if I'm, like, feeling down and just tushy gives me a nice little wake-up call and I'm ready to go.
Wait, the tushy wakes you up and the squatty potty saves your legs from falling asleep and helps, if you want to do what Elvis does, export faster.
Yes. Did you ever put your face in the tushy so that it could flash your face and wake you up?
No.
Not on purpose.
No, Brody. No. Yes, Brody.
No, she asked if anyone ever put their face in a tushy. I was just going around the room.
Oh, you know what I mean,
What about
Brody?
You, Brody? Ever put your face in a tushy?
It's been a while, Elvis.
So that's a yes, then. That's a yes, technically.
Not as recent as you, L.
How did we get into eating ass on this podcast?
Seriously, guys.
Who said that?
Then I come downstairs.
What does that mean, Garrett?
So I walk down the stairs, one foot in front of the other.
We're all creatures of habit. You know, in the mornings, I'll tell you, and we've done research in what we do, doing morning radio. Most of our listeners back when things were normal would be at the same stop sign at the same time every day.
Yes.
They would realize it. They were typically. So when Scotty B is talking about passing a certain exit 27 at what time? 4:13?
Well, I passed the exit right around 4:30.
4:30.
Yeah.
Like if you pass it at 4:35, you know something's different today.
That's right.
Right?
And you know, I see the same cars a lot too. I'll pass by the same cars every morning. And when I make the right turn onto 6th Avenue, it's the same car. And he's been along with me for almost half an hour, and I see him.
Same routine.
Morning.
He's on a routine too, or she. Absolutely.
Yeah. All routine. When we were actually going into the studio a long time ago, my ride would pick me up at 4:12 a.m. And if she was late at all, we would have the cone guy in front of us that held up the whole tunnel. You know that truck that goes through and just like sets the cone down for no reason and then picks it up? Yep. Always caused trouble, and it would be a two-minute difference. So if we're not out by 4:12, it's terrible.
Got to beat the cones.
Yeah, I don't think, I mean, Scotty knows this, and I because we drive a pretty long ways. Even 5 minutes in the morning, if you're 5 minutes late, the amount of traffic that adds up.
Yeah.
Big difference.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And another thing about what we do is our show starts at 6 o'clock East Coast time, no matter what. So you can't, you know, and I have, and from time to time, you can't really meander in a few minutes late and be okay. No, the show starts no matter what.
Right.
There's no waiting. Sometimes I'll call it scary. Just play a song, a dance song. Something dancey.
Yeah.
And I'll be there by the time the dance is over. But, you know, we are creatures of habit, and I think that's okay. It's what gets us through the morning.
And that's why I can't take the train. I'd love to take the train in, but, you know, if they're late for any reason, I'm in big trouble because that's something I can't control. If there's traffic, I can go a different way.
Find it fascinating, though, how as I'm passing by the coffee cart, Mustafa, I always say good morning. It's usually the same customer that's in front of him every morning at the
Another
same time.
Another creature of habit. Yep. See how that works? Well, there you go. The Creature of Habit Show. Thank you for the idea, Danielle. We love you.
You're welcome. Love you, too.
All right. And as we do every morning, it's a habit. We say goodbye. Bye.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule-release to learn more.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing. Oh,
yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.